The question is, how many lawns should I be able to mow, or should my crews be able to mow in one day? So by crew, how many accounts should we be able to mow? That answer, there's really no way to give a firm answer on that. In our scenario, where we're mowing residential accounts, it really comes down to what area are you serving and how big are the properties. So you really can't judge your production or how good you're doing based on just some arbitrary number of accounts. And I'll give you an example why. We mow a number of different cities in our local market. Well, depending on the zip code or the city, it really determines a lot of times the size of the account. So in our core market, those accounts tend to be, in our case, they tend to be anywhere from the 7,000 to the 12,000. Really, actually, it's about, they go lower than that, but our average account's about 7,000 to 10,000 square feet. That's the gross lot size. Well, in other zip code areas, that could easily be 12,000 to 16,000 square feet. And I must note that, or must mention that our business strategy is different than, we don't go after large estate style residential accounts. There's a lot of those around here where we could have half an acre, 1 acre, 2-3 acre residential accounts. We're actually not interested in that part of the business. We completely ignore that market. That's just a personal preference. So clearly, if we were into that and we were going after 1 acre properties, well, we would obviously mow far less 1 acre properties than we would, say, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 gross square foot lot size homes. So clearly, square footage size has very little, or has a lot to do with how many accounts you can mow in a certain day. So you really can't make a judgment and judge your business anyway on based on the number of accounts that you're mowing. So what's better to do is to really look at the profitability of the accounts. You need to measure the accounts and know the square footage on your accounts. And then once you know the square footage and the production, and you also need to know the average drive time. I'll give you another example. From our shop, there's a number of markets we serve where the crews move to those markets and they're very close to our shop. They have very little drive time. But if they go to some of the cities further away that we serve, there's a lot more drive time to the city and back. So when you compare that crew to, say, a crew that's serving a very local area to our shop, it's not fair to hold them accountable to the same number of accounts as we do those that work here locally. Another problem you'll run into is when we're building a new market. Well, when we're building a new market, our accounts are not as dense, and so the drive time between properties is much greater than in a market that we've really built out well and there's a lot of density. And density is the closeness of proximity from one home to the next or one business to the next that you care for. So again, you've got to consider all of that when you're benchmarking your crews from one crew to the next. So you've got to consider drive time for the crew. You've got to consider the size of the properties. You know, we've gone as far as to be able to tell you how many square feet our average properties are. I can tell you that on the residential side of our business, 22% of our clients are living on a property that is 7,000 to 8,000 square feet in size. That's not a very big property, especially when you consider the size of the homes, the concrete, and the flower beds. And so those are the types of things you want to take into account. So it's very hard to ever compare your business to another's. Maybe in your local market you can, but again, what are the factors? Are they a mature business that's been around for a large period of time and have built some route density, and you're new and you're trying to build out a market? Well, if that's the case, you really can't expect to be doing the same type of production as they are. So you really have to benchmark from within. I think putting a number of yards that need to be done per day number doesn't work anyway. You really just need to look at the productivity and the profitability of each crew. If you job cost every job, so if your crew does 20, 30, 35, depending on, again, the size of the accounts, we're talking just residential at the moment. If they do 20 or 25 accounts in a day, how much money did they make? That's what matters. How much profit was put into your pocket? And then you can compare one crew to the next. keep in mind those factors I talked about earlier in terms of the drive time and the square footage size. All that goes into account when you're comparing one crew to another. And this is all, everything I've just mentioned is all true on commercial. It's all the same. Really, what you want to just focus on is job costing all your jobs, understanding the profit contribution to your business from every account that you have. So for every job that you do, for every client you have, how much gross profit and how much net profit do they contribute to your business? And that's really how you start to figure out what's good about your business and what's not. So if you have two similar crews and they're maintaining similar areas, they have similar drive time, properties are of similar size, then you can compare the two. You can compare the production and you get a feel for, if one crew is producing. Something else you can do. You can look at them on a job-by-job basis. So for instance, if you start to isolate accounts and you know the square footage size of your accounts, which I highly encourage, you need to know how big your accounts are. You need to know the gross of the lot. You need to know the net. You should really know the turf square footage. But if you know that, then you can start to compare one crew to another. So if you have two crews and they both have three men and they're both mowing 7,000 to 8,000 square foot lots, and you could isolate just three or four accounts out of the day. So if you looked at four accounts that met that criteria, 7,000 to 8,000 square feet, and how long did it take them to mow those versus four accounts on the other crew from 7,000 to 8,000 square feet, how long did it take them to mow those accounts? Then you can start to compare crews because you're comparing them by job based on square footage. That's a more relevant comparison than, say, how many accounts did one crew finish compared to the other. So I would really look at it at a job level. I tend to prefer to look at everything in my business at a job level because I feel like when you get it right at a job level, you get it right generally company-wide.